Welcome back, everybody. This is Rick Pettigrew to give you a brief look at our top news stories from this past week of Archaeologica. Send us feedback on the Archaeology Channel Facebook page or post a message on our social networking site, ArchaeoSeek. A new DNA analysis suggests two early migration events from northern coastal China to the Americas. The skeleton of a boy unearthed in Maryland appears to be a teenaged indentured servant from Europe who arrived about 400 years ago. A new study of ancient climate suggests that the ancient and mysterious Indus Valley civilization met its end as a result of persistent drought. And underwater archaeologists in Croatia have identified a submerged roadway built 7,000 years ago by Neolithic people. Thanks to everyone for supporting our subscription platform, Heritage Broadcasting Service, available at heritagetac.org. We now have hundreds of titles you can binge upon on Roku. Please help us spread the word. Again, that link is heritagetac.org. Our tour program, TAC Tours, will continue this year, including a tour of megalithic sites in Ireland in September. The link to our tour program is at archaeologychannel.org/tours. And now, here's Laura Kennedy with the audio news from Archaeologica. We hope you find this to be a valuable part of your day.
Welcome to the audio news from Archaeologica. I'm Laura Kennedy, and these are the headlines in archaeological and historical news for the week of May 7th through the 13th, 2023. We begin this week with a new study using mitochondrial DNA to trace a female lineage from northern China to the Americas. As reported by phys.org, by studying both modern and ancient DNA, the study revealed evidence of at least two migrations, one during the last ice age and one during the subsequent melting period. The team of researchers used mitochondrial DNA to trace descent through the female line and followed a trail of ancestry that may link East Asian Paleolithic populations to founding populations in Chile, Peru, Bolivia, Brazil, Ecuador, Mexico, and California. It had long been assumed that Native Americans descended from Siberians who crossed over the Bering Strait land bridge. However, recent genetic, geological, and archaeological evidence suggests that multiple waves of humans traveled to the Americas from various parts of Eurasia. According to Yuchun Li, lead author of the study and a molecular anthropologist at the Chinese Academy of Sciences, the Asian ancestry of Native Americans is more complicated than previously believed. In addition to previously known ancestral sources in Siberia, Australo-Melanesia, and Southeast Asia, the study found that northern coastal China also contributed to the gene pool of Native Americans. The researchers studied over 100,000 contemporary and 15,000 ancient DNA samples from across Eurasia and identified 260 contemporary and 39 ancient individuals belonging to a specific mitochondrial lineage. By comparing the accumulated mutations, geographic locations, and carbon-dated age of each of these individuals, the researchers were able to trace the lineage's branching paths. The research identified two migrations from northern coastal China to the Americas, and in both cases, the researchers believe that the travelers arrived in the Americas via the Pacific coast rather than by crossing the inland ice-free corridor, which would not have been passable at the time. The first diaspora event occurred between 19,500 and 26,000 years ago, during the last glacial maximum, when ice sheet coverage was at its greatest and conditions in northern China were likely inhospitable for humans. The second occurred during the subsequent melting period, between 19,000 and 11,500 years ago. During the deglaciation period, another group branched out from northern coastal China and traveled to Japan. This discovery helps to explain archaeological similarities between the Paleolithic peoples of China, Japan, and the Americas. The study appears in the journal Cell Reports. Next, we go to Maryland, where archaeologists have uncovered the skeleton of a teenage boy who may have been an early European colonist of the New World. As reported by Live Science, the body was found haphazardly buried in a meadow at historic St. Mary's City, an archaeological site and museum located southeast of Washington, D.C. Researchers determined that the teen was of European heritage and died between 14 and 16 years of age. However, the boy apparently didn't receive a typical burial for the time. Researchers noticed certain physical characteristics that didn't align with regular burial practices, particularly the positioning of the body. According to Travis Parno, acting executive director of Historic St. Mary's City, researchers were intrigued to find a burial in which the individual was unceremoniously placed or dumped in the grave without a coffin. The boy was lying on his back, with his hips angled to one side and one arm stretched across his body in an unnatural manner. His right leg was broken in two places, and he was never tightly wrapped in a burial shroud, which was an expected burial practice at the time. It's likely that the teenager's leg broke near the time of death, and it doesn't show any signs of healing. Researchers believe that the teen's peculiar positioning could be attributed to rigor mortis, which occurs when a body's muscles and joints stiffen after death. His left hand was clenched in a fist, his right shoulder blade was almost vertical instead of lying flat, and he had an extreme torque of the shoulder. This suggests that the boy was buried during rigor mortis, and that when his body finally relaxed, there was no place for his extremities to move. Unfortunately, the burial site offered few clues to the boy's identity. Researchers believe he came to Maryland during the first wave of colonists, sometime in the 1630s, after the Mayflower's initial landing in 1620. According to Parno, the boy didn't survive very long in the New World, and likely came over as an indentured servant. As reported by the Washington Post, archaeologists excavated the burial site 2 years after they discovered a nearby lost fort, which the colonists had built once they arrived in the region. The adolescent was discovered outside the walls of the old fort. The skeleton will be taken to the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C., for additional forensic study before being reburied in a more secure location on the historic St. Mary's City site. Our third story this week takes us to northern India, where a new study has found evidence that suggests the downfall of the ancient Indus Valley megacities was caused by periods of prolonged droughts. The Indus civilization was a Bronze Age culture that thrived from 3300 to 1300 BC in the alluvial plains of the Indus River system. The largest cities of the Indus are known for their advanced urban planning. Baked brick houses, sophisticated drainage systems, water supply systems, clusters of large non-residential buildings, and advanced techniques of craftwork and metallurgy. At its peak, the civilization covered an area spanning much of today's Pakistan, northeast Afghanistan, and northwest India. As reported in Heritage Daily, growth layers in a stalagmite collected from a cave near Pythagora, India, were examined by researchers who were able to chart historic rainfall by measuring a range of environmental tracers, such as oxygen, carbon, and calcium isotopes in the rock. The study revealed three lengthy and sequential droughts that started around 4,200 years ago, each lasting between 25 and 90 years. During this period, the Indus Valley civilization took steps to adapt to the strain placed upon it by the changing climate. According to Professor Cameron Petrie of the University of Cambridge's Department of Archaeology, during this period, larger urban sites were depopulated in favor of smaller rural settlements. This coincided with an agricultural shift toward reliance on summer crops, especially drought-tolerant millets. The findings, reported in the journal Communications Earth and Environment, support existing evidence that the decline of the Indus megacities was linked to climate change. Our final story takes us to Croatia, where a team of underwater archaeologists from the University of Zadar discovered the sunken ruins of a 7,000-year-old road. The road is located in the submerged archaeological site of Soline, a submerged artificial island and Neolithic settlement near the island of Korčula. The road sits at a depth of about 15 feet in sediment deposits along with several other artifacts belonging to a lost maritime culture known as the Var, which occupied this area during the Neolithic. The ancient underwater site of Soline was discovered in 2021 by archaeologist Mate Perica of the University of Zadar while he was analyzing satellite images of the water area around Korčula. After noticing something that appeared artificial on the ocean floor, Perica and a colleague dove to investigate. A recent underwater survey of the site revealed the ancient 13-wide-foot stone slab road. Radiocarbon analysis of preserved wood found in the last investigation dated the settlement to around 4,900 BC. The research is the result of collaboration among experts of the Dubrovnik Museums, the Museum of the City of Kastela, the University of Zadar, and the City Museum of Korčula, along with the assistance of photographers and divers. According to Parika, the team also found fragments of millstones, flint blades, and stone axes among the underwater ruins. The artifacts give valuable insight into the Var people, who first appeared on the islands and coasts of the northeast Adriatic Sea around 7,000 years ago, about 5,000 years after the Neolithic era emerged in the Near East, as humans transitioned from hunter-gatherer lifestyle into agriculture and animal domestication, resulting in more permanent settlements. Multiple archaeological finds, skeletal remains, artifacts, and computational modeling of genetic patterns contribute to our knowledge of Neolithic humans. However, island settlements from the Neolithic period aren't found as often, and archaeologists are excited by the new discovery and how it sheds light on the ways ancient populations could adapt to diverse environments and even build roads between settlements. That wraps up the news for this week. For more stories and daily news updates, visit Archaeologica on the World Wide Web at archaeologica.org, where all the news is history. Also, be sure to check out our growing subscription platform, Heritage Broadcasting Service, at heritagetac.org. I'm Laura Kennedy, and I'll see you next week.
This has been the audio news from Archaeologica, presented by the Archaeology Channel. Be sure to check back with us next week for our next edition. You can spread the word about the audio news by clicking on the Share This link on our audio news webpage, or just by telling your friends. Thanks very much for stopping by.